Vrekfilm Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the fourth edition of the Festival of Iranian Films here in the Golden City of Prague, and I'm very happy and pleased to be joined by actor and filmmaker Ali Mustafa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So how are you enjoying Prague so far?
I like the city very much. I've been here before. It's actually my fourth time here.
All right.
And it's always been my favorite city in Europe.
Mm. And you're here with your film, The Last Step. And it's really a gorgeous film, and it's very profound. And I think telling too much about the story would be kind of ruining the many surprises that are in it. But I guess I could kind of say that it revolves around the death of the main character that is played by yourself. And we sort of, as you said, after the film, embrace his death and the events that evolve that happen around it. But I was wondering, I guess a good starting point of the interview would be, how did you construct the story, and also when did the literary influences come into the construction of it? Mm.
I had a short story about a couple who ended up in their fight in the kitchen of their house with the wife killing the husband. Then I decided to develop the story into a script. I had always loved the story by James Joyce, The Dead, and I had read it several times. I had read several interpretations of the story, and everything was somewhere in my mind. And then I was suddenly reminded of the story, and I thought I could use some elements of the story. So I decided to sort of use the story to develop that of mine. And then later in the process, I thought that perhaps the story by Tolstoy, The Death of Ivan Illich, would help me too. But that was not, in fact, an adaptation of the stories. I decided to find common grounds with the two stories. And in fact, what made me choose The Dead was the family atmosphere of the story, which I found very much similar to that of the present Iranian family. And that was it. That was the beginning point.
And actually, all these creative elements come together in such a profound way, like I said, and it's so intense. But you sort of invited the audience before the screening not to follow the logic too much, not try to overinterpret everything.
Well, I have observed audiences watching the film that sometimes they try to solve the mysteries of the film, not this film, whatever what they watch, and they get impatient when they feel unable to solve the mystery when they want. And I thought this fight would make them tired. And the point is not, in fact, solving the mystery. The point is following the story and getting into the atmosphere of the story. That, for me, is more important.
Yes.
So I wanted to give everyone a hint to, I don't know, I thought perhaps that would make things easier for the audiences.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of film that also engages with the audience in a more meditative way. So that's why the atmosphere is very important. And in that sense, there's also a very creative element in the construction of the narrative in terms of time, because you know it starts. It doesn't really follow a chronological order, strict chronological order. So how much of that came out of the post-production?
It was mostly structured in the script itself. Mm. I mean, the time travels, the future, the past, the present entangled into each other. And I thought that would be the pattern of a dead person's mind, if we could say anything like this. Remembering the events in an unorthodox way, and remembering the things in the way we would like to remember them. And that would give us the effect that the dead person is present. I mean, if something happens and you think that you have already seen this happening, or you think that this is going to happen again, the whole thing would give us a sense of being somewhere over the whole thing, from a third point outside the whole thing.
Right. Certainly an important element is the actual pivotal relationship in the couple, the husband and the wife. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering about this kind of examination of the love that they share that kind of grows cold. Not totally awkward, it's still fondness, but there's a difference between fondness and passionate love. So that was also an important element in the film, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly. And that's a point where you can find strong similarities between this and The Dead by Joyce. I mean, the relation between the husband and wife, and the kind of rivalry that the husband feels between himself and a dead person, feeling that someone else could have loved her more, and someone else could have died for love.
Yeah.
And that is where I think it's very much similar to that story.
Right. Yeah. You've rightfully cast the wonderful Leila Adami in the leading role, playing your wife, and she's your wife in real life. Did that sort of add another layer of depth to the performance?
Yes, but I was carefully trying to avoid it. Mm. And that is the reason why I did not want to have the role of the husband at all. I insisted that I would not have the role of the husband.
Right.
And I did my best to find someone else do it.
Oh, really?
But at the very end, since the production was a very small production and we did not have much time to find an actor, so I had to do it myself. Yeah. And that has added up to what you were talking about. And perhaps that's not bad, but I don't know why I originally wanted to avoid it, because I didn't want to create an atmosphere where people would think, isn't that their real life story or something like that?
Yeah.
But that has happened, and it's not bad.
So how much, you've already directed a feature film, we were talking about it before this interview. What has changed since then? Because it's been quite a while, and has your kind of career as an international, you know, you've picked up a reputation, international reputation as an actor. Has that helped in making this film, even financially?
No, it's not helped at all, to tell you the truth. Because it took me 7 years to make this second film. Mm. And I insisted on making it. And I lost a lot of opportunities as an actor, other opportunities as film director, but I did insist on making it the way it was. Of course, Leila's position as a world-known actress helped me a lot.
Mm. But still, it's wonderful that you did get it done, and there's a lot there for an audience to discover. And I guess we talked about literary references. Were there any sort of filmmaking references that you took with you and you brought into your creative luggage for this film?
Yes, part of the film comes from my experience as an actor in other people's projects. Mm. And I thought that would add something to the whole thing, add something to the relation of the husband and wife, and would get us deeper into the profession of the wife as an actress. Yes, that helped me a lot, my experience as an actor.
Well, hopefully this film will encourage you to make more films, mm-hmm. because this is such a wonderful experience, and I definitely recommend anyone to watch it and to experience it for themselves. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and I do wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.